O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house, designed to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers, but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Purport: Krishna appears in this world for two purposes. Paritranaya sarunam vinishayat cha dushkritam. Protect the innocent religious devotees of the Lord and to annihilate all the uneducated, uncultured asuras who unnecessarily bark like dogs and fight amongst themselves for political power. It is said, Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. The Hare Krishna movement is also an incarnation of Krishna in the form of the holy name, Nama Rupe. Every one of us who is actually afraid of the asuric rulers and politicians must welcome this incarnation of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then we will surely be protected from the harassment of asuric rulers. At the present moment, these rulers are so powerful that by hook or by crook, they capture the highest posts in government and harass countless numbers of people on the plea of national security or some emergency. Then against one asura defeats another asura, but the public continues to suffer. Therefore, the entire world is in a precarious condition, and the only hope is this Krishna, Hare Krishna movement. Lord Nrsimhadev appeared when Prahlad was excessively harassed by his asuric father. Because of such asuric fathers, that is, the ruling politicians, it is very difficult to press forward the Hare Krishna movement, but because Krishna has now appeared in his holy name, through this movement, we can hope that these asuric fathers will be annihilated and the kingdom of God established all over the world. The entire world is now full of many asuras in the guise of politicians, gurus, sadhus, yogis, and incarnations. And they are misleading the general public away from Krishna consciousness, which can offer true benefit to the human society. Tvamasyo kasya vibho ri rakshishur grihe vatirno si amakileshvara Rajanyasam Gyasura Koti Utapar Niravyu Yamana Nihanisha Sekshamu. O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house designed to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatam Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya De Satarne. Today is the appearance day of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he appeared along with, he was a contemporary of Jagannath Misra and Mother Sachi. He was a disciple of who? Yes, Madhavendra Puri. Therefore, he was the uncle, spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's described as the material cause of the cosmic creation. He's an expansion of Mahavishnu. And in the spiritual world, he's the original Sadashiva. Therefore, out of the Panchatattva, three of them are avatars. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatari, and Lord Nityananda's, the original expansion of Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Krishna, Balaram, and Advaita Acharya, he's the avatar. especially we, in regards to this verse, when Advaita Acharya was present, he saw that people in general were absorbed in fruitive activities and mental speculation. And he saw that the whole world was going to ruin because of that. But although he's Krishna himself, he's Mahavishnu, he felt himself incapable of changing the mentality of the people in general. He used to gather with some Vaishnavas and regularly recite the Bhagavad Gita, decrying fruitive activities and mental speculation, and establishing devotional service as the prime business of the human being. But people used to make fun of Advaita Acharya and his followers, that these are useless Vaishnavas, parasites, living off the general mass of people. They're all brainwashed. They should be deprogrammed. In this way, there was constant vilification of Advaita Acharya. So finally, Advaita Acharya decided that either Lord Krishna will come himself personally and save the situation, or I'll take my Sudarshan Chakra and chop off everyone's head. He became a little impatient. But he went to the Ganges, and there he offered Ganges water and Tulsi leaves to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in a very loud voice he called out for Lord Krishna to come and make his appearance. Being Mahavishnu, he had a very loud voice. So Krishna in the spiritual world heard his plea and advented himself as Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we owe great debt to Advaita Acharya for causing the advent of Lord Krishna in this present age in this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who established the chanting of Hare Krishna as the method of reviving our original Krishna consciousness. He's the Yuga Avatar. The Yuga Avatar establishes the method for self-realization, which in this age is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Advaita Acharya, he had 6 sons, and 3 of them were devotees, Achyutananda, Krishna Mishra, and Gopal. And 3 of them were Mayavadis. God himself can have Mayavadis as sons. So we shouldn't be disappointed if our children don't turn out exactly as we thought they were going to. In any case, 3 of the sons were rejected, and 3 of them were accepted as a sorrow or useless, and 3 of them were directly expanded the Krishna consciousness movement. Chutananda was noted because even from a young age he was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. When his father informed Chutananda when he was a very small boy that Lord Chaitanya is taking sannyas from Keshava Bharati, then Chutananda said that this is not correct. Lord Chaitanya cannot take sannyas from Keshava Bharati because Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How could he take sannyas from an ordinary person? That this understanding will ruin the whole universe. And it's understood that Achyutananda, when he saw Lord Chaitanya, was dancing, and Lord Chaitanya gave him special mercy. He, even when Achyutananda was very small and very dusty, Lord Chaitanya put him on his lap. And his other son, Gopal, one time he was dancing during the kirtans. I guess the kirtan was at Shivasanga, and Gopal fainted. So Advaita Acharya became very disturbed. But Lord Chaitanya
put his hand on Gopal and he came back to consciousness. And that way he received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And his other son, Krishna Misra, was also a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's also mentioned that Advaita Acharya had one servant. His name is Kamala Kanta Vishwasa. Kamala Kanta Vishwasa was a confidential secretary of Advaita Acharya. Therefore, he knew everything about Advaita Acharya. And one time he sent a note to King Pratapurudra, asking King Pratapurudra to excuse a debt of 300 rupees. Nowadays you need 300 rupees to pay the airport tax and to get out of India. But 300 rupees was considerably more back then. But somehow or another, that note arrived to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when he read the note, he became very disturbed. And he said, "From now on, I don't want to see the face of Kamala Kanta Vishwasa." When Kamala Kanta Vishwasa heard this, he became very disturbed, and he told Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya, he said, you're receiving more mercy than I received previously, because Advaita Acharya was Lord Chaitanya's, on the level of Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya would always treat him very respectfully because of his age and his being a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Lord Chaitanya took initiation from Ishvara Puri, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and therefore Lord Chaitanya always respected Advaita Acharya to be just like his spiritual master. But Advaita Acharya was in the mood of being Lord Chaitanya's servant, and he didn't like the respectful treatment that Lord Chaitanya would give him. Therefore, one day, in the group of unfortunate Mayavadis, he began to expound Mayavadi philosophy. And the news reached Lord Chaitanya that Advaita Acharya, he's preaching Mayavadi philosophy amongst the Mayavadis. So Lord Chaitanya became very disturbed and immediately went to the place and began to beat Lord Advaita Acharya. His wife, Sachi Devi, Sita, was there, and she began to say, "Don't beat him, he's an old man, you'll kill him." In any case, Advaita Acharya began to dance very happily, saying that previously Lord Chaitanya used to treat me very respectfully, but now he's shown my real position that I'm his eternal servant. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he became very embarrassed. But at the same time, he felt some transcendental pleasure through the dealings of Advaita Acharya. In any case, Advaita Acharya told him that you're receiving more mercy than I receive, because Krishna or Lord Chaitanya never told me not to see him. He just beat me. Therefore, Advaita Acharya went before Lord Chaitanya and said, "You've cheated me, that even though I've offended you, that you only beat me, but now you've given more mercy to Kamala Kanta Vishwasa, saying that he should never see you again." When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he immediately called for Kamala Kanta Vishwasa. And Advaita Acharya said, "Now you've cheated me in two ways." And Lord Chaitanya, he chastised Kamala Kanta Vishwasa, saying that you, Bolia, there's owls, bowls, Kartabakis, Garanganagaris, there are different apasampradayas, which one of them is called the bowels. So you call them Baulia. That you're saying that Advaita Acharya, in your note, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you've put him on the level of a poverty-stricken person. Therefore, you do not understand that the Supreme, how can this, it, this is, how can the Supreme Personality of Godhead be poverty-stricken? For instance, in India nowadays, they have a class of men called Daridra. Daridra means poor. People who are poor, but they give them the impersonalists, they give them the name of Daridra Narayan, just to make them feel better. You may be poor, but you're poor Narayan. And sometimes such impersonalists, they arrange that for a charity, they cut up goat Narayan to feed the Ridra Narayan. But they don't know that Narayan is the husband of the goddess of fortune. And if he's the husband of the goddess of fortune, how can Narayan be poor? He said that this is a great offense, that you should never do something like that again. Also, there are different incidents. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first took sannyas, Lord Nityananda, he told him to, when they were in Radhadesh, not this Radhadesh, other Radhadesh. Does anyone know what Radhadesh means? Yes. That's a, Prabhupada writes in the purport, it's Rashtra. Rashtra means state. So it's that Radha is not Shrimati Radharani. It's a perverted form of Rashtra, which means a place where, in the state of Bengal, where the Ganges doesn't flow. Lord Chaitanya was wandering for 3 days after taking sannyas in a trance of ecstasy, and Lord Nityananda directed him. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he told some cowherd boys to tell Lord Chaitanya to follow a path which was on the way to the Advaita Acharya's house. He followed the path, and Lord Nityananda had arranged that Lord Advaita Acharya would come and meet him and bring him back to his house in Shantipur. Lord Chaitanya was wandering, thinking that he was going to Vrindavan, or he had reached Vrindavan, and that he was going to take his bath in the Jamuna. But after taking his bath, his outer cloth and his inner cloth became wet, and suddenly Advaita Acharya was there with dry cloth. Lord Chaitanya said, "Advaita Acharya, how did you wind up in Vrindavan?" And Advaita Acharya said that wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. But actually, you've taken your birth, you're in Navadvipa. And Lord Chaitanya, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopina Ki Jai. Lord Chaitanya said, "You've cheated me. Lord Nityananda has cheated me." But Advaita Acharya said, "No, you've actually taken your bath in the river Jamuna, because from the Alavad, the river Jamuna and the river Ganges join, and they separate. And therefore, on the western side where Lord Chaitanya had taken his bath was actually the river Jamuna." Then Advaita Acharya put Lord Chaitanya on the boat, and they went to Shantipur. And there, everyone met Lord Chaitanya, all the residents of Navadvipa. And Mother Sachi saw her son. Now he had become a sannyasi. And a very emotional meeting. And they had a festival there for 10 days, etc., which is described very nicely. First, of course, before they... Advaita Acharya had invited Lord Chaitanya to come and take a little prasadam, just a little rice and some vegetable. Not anything fancy. And when they arrived there, Lord Chaitanya saw all the preparations that Mother Sita had prepared for the deity. I can't remember the preparation, all of them. But there were hundreds and hundreds of preparations, like with sweet rice and ghee and rice, different kinds of cakes, and cakes soaked in milk, And Mother Sachi saw her son. Now he had become a sannyasi, and a very emotional meeting. And they had a festival there for 10 days, etc., which is described very nicely. First, of course, before they, Dvaitacharya had invited Lord Chaitanya to come and take a little prasadam, just a little rice and some vegetable, not anything fancy. And when they arrived there, Lord Chaitanya saw all the preparations that Mother Sita had prepared for the deity. I can't remember the preparation, all of them. But there were hundreds and hundreds of preparations, like with sweet rice and ghee and rice, different kinds of cakes, and cakes soaked in milk, and cakes soaked in condensed milk, different types of curd, sabjis, and different types of sweets, different types of milk preparations, and vegetable preparations. There are hundreds and hundreds of preparations. And Prabhupada said that anyone who's, those who are editors of our cookbooks, they should include these preparations in their cookbook. And then Lord Chaitanya, then it is said that Advaitacharya offered all the nice prasadam to Lord Krishna, who ate it very nicely. And this is the ideal householders. The husband should work very hard and get all the ingredients, and the wife should cook and then offer the food to Lord Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya, then Haridas Thakur was there along with Mukunda. And they invited them all to eat, but Haridas Thakur and Mukunda said that they'll take later. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came and took prasadam, and Advaitacharya put out, there were three plates, one metal plate and two banana plates. Lord Chaitanya thought all the prasadam was for Lord Krishna, but then Advaitacharya had him sit down very nicely and he began to serve prasadam. Lord Chaitanya, he objected. He said, I'm a sannyasi. A sannyasi cannot eat such opulent food. But Advaitacharya said, no, in your form of Lord Jagannath, you eat hundreds of preparations every day. But Lord Nityananda was in a different mood. He said, I've been fasting for 3 days, and it looks like we're going to have another fast. This won't even fill half my belly if I eat the whole thing. So Advaitacharya began to criticize him, saying that you're a rejected Paramahansa, that you're simply coming here to give trouble to the householders. And Lord Nityananda said, you're a smart Brahmin. By eating with you, my mind will become contaminated. This way they began to joke with each other. And Advaitacharya told Lord Chaitanya, you just eat half the preparation. You don't have to eat everything, just eat half. So he'd eat half of a preparation, and then Advaitacharya would fill it up again. Say, just eat half. Fill up the bowl. And this way they were enjoying transcendental pleasure. Finally, after eating sumptuously, Lord Nityananda became very disturbed and saying that, you know, it's your duty to fill them, to serve the mendicants, but you're not giving me enough prasadam. So in his mood of an avidutta, he took some prasadam, some rice, and threw it on the ground. And some of the rice touched Advaitacharya, his body, a few pieces of rice, hit the body of Advaitacharya, and he began to dance in ecstasy. That now I've become purified by the touch of the maha prasadam of Advaita, of this avidutta. This way they enjoyed their transcendental pastimes with each other. Later on, this is Advaitacharya would always engage in mock fighting with Lord Nityananda. Another occasion, later on in Jagannath Puri, they also were fighting with each other, where Lord Advaitacharya was saying that I'm now sitting taking prasadam with an unknown person. I don't know what my destination will be. And Lord Nityananda said that, anyhow, they're always engaged in mock fighting like that. One time, Mother Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, when he was sitting on the throne of Lord Vishnu, he told Mother Sachi that because you are a fence with Dvaitacharya, you won't get love of God. And all the devotees were quite surprised. It seems that Mother Sachi had criticized Advaitacharya, saying that he was the cause of Lord Chaitanya's taking sannyas. Another time, she criticized Advaitacharya for having Vishwarup taking sannyas. Lord Chaitanya's older brother. In any case, Lord Chaitanya said, since you've offended Advaitacharya, therefore you won't get love of God. So at that time, Advaitacharya came and he was chanting the glories of Mother Sachi. At that time, in ecstasy, he fell down on the ground, chanting her glories. And then Mother Sachi took the opportunity to get the dust from Advaitacharya's lotus feet and touch it to her head. And that way, Lord Chaitanya said she was absolved of her offense against Advaitacharya, and now she'd get love of God. Because if we had the good opportunity to get some dust from Advaitacharya's lotus feet, I'm sure we get love of God too. In this way, there are different pastimes with Advaitacharya. Finally, at the end of the pastimes, because Advaitacharya would come regularly to Jagannath Puri from his house in Shantipur, Navadvip, and visit Lord Chaitanya during the festivals of Rath Yatra. And he would sometimes dance in the Rath Yatras. And afterwards, sometimes he would act as the Lord Chaitanya when during the water pastimes, Advaitacharya would act as a raft. Because he's Mahavishnu, therefore he's a Shesha incarnation. He has something to do with Shesha. Therefore he would act as the raft, and Lord Chaitanya would float in the water, and Lord Chaitanya would sit on top of him. Finally, at the very end of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, from Navadvip, he sent one sonnet with the devotees to give to Lord Chaitanya. He said that, my dear Lord Chaitanya, that now everyone has become mad. And in the marketplace, there is no more rice. There's no one selling rice anymore. And therefore, there's no more need. Since everyone has become mad, therefore, there's no more need of rice in the marketplace. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he became three times as ecstatic as he previously did. And the devotees became very concerned that he'd leave very shortly because he was in such great ecstasy all the time. And Lord Chaitanya said, just like sometimes someone calls the doll to come and then he tells him to go away. And when Sarup Damodar heard this, he became very morose because he realized that Lord Chaitanya would very soon unmanifest his pastimes. In other words, by the mercy of Advaitacharya, Lord Chaitanya came, he advented himself, and spread the Sankirtan movement. And also by the request of Advaitacharya, Lord Chaitanya unmanifested his pastimes. Therefore we owe great debt to Advaitacharya. And here it mentions in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam that especially in this age of Kali, there are many so-called leaders who are actually demons. Just as 5,000 years ago, Bhumi went to the shore of the ocean to Lord Brahma with tears in her eyes and complained that the world was now overburdened by the defense force, the demoniac kings, who are actually demons in the guise of kings. And hearing about this, Lord Brahma, along with Lord Shiva and the other demigods, they went to the shore of the ocean milk, chanting the Purusha Shukta prayers, and prayed to Lord Vishnu to rectify the situation. And for this reason, Lord Vishnu came as Lord Krishna, and he killed so many demons. Again, not only the kings, but everyone, all the leaders, practically everyone in society, are now demons. Previously the kings were demons, but nowadays all the authorities, more or less of a demoniac nature, misleading their dependents. Guru na sasyat, swajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, swajano na sasyat. That no one should become a father, a mother, a worshipful demigod, a relative, a guru, unless one is prepared to deliver his descendants or his dependents from the cycle of birth and death. But people don't even know that there's a cycle of birth and death. They think it's a Hindu philosophy. The Hindus, they go through cycles of birth and death. And the Christians, they go to heaven. And the Hindus think that everyone, you know, the Christians think that everyone goes to hell and they go to heaven. So many different philosophies. But they don't believe that there are cycles of birth and death. They don't believe animals have souls. They don't even believe some humans have souls. So many different false philosophies, but people don't know that the goal of life is to go back to the spiritual world. The Tevidu Swartikatim Hi Vishnu. They don't know that the goal of life is to become Krishna conscious. And if someone is trying to become Krishna conscious, they do investigations. Why this person is trying to become Krishna conscious, how we can discourage him. The government, which is supposed to protect the Brahmins, has so many agencies to harass the Brahmins. Why are they chanting the holy name of God on the street, bothering people? Why are they distributing this propaganda to become pious and give up sinful activities? They're going to spoil the whole country. The government, instead of supporting and protecting the devotees and the Brahmins, they're harassing the devotees and Brahmins. And if some politician says, oh, they're all right, don't bother them, then everyone thinks, oh, this great Mahatma politician. But whether it's the politicians or the teachers who are teaching that life comes from matter, or the yogis who say that you're all God, the so-called sadhus, but these are all cheaters who are misleading their dependents and furthering their implication in the modes of material nature and ultimately in the cycle of repeated birth and death. Therefore, Krishna is coming in the form of the holy name. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna is coming in the form of the holy name to purify the hearts of the conditioned souls so they can understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness more easily. That they can understand that they're not their body, that there is a Supreme Person, and that the goal of life is to realize Krishna. To establish real authorities, the Tevidu Swartikatim Vishnu Dirashaya Yebarhir Manina andayatandera upagiyamanas te pishatantra urudami bhara naishamatis tavat arukramangrim sprishat inarto pagaval yanarata mahiyasam paroru devisa ikam niskinchinanam na vrinita yadva. The Lord Mara says that unless one smears the dust from the lotus feet of a devotee upon his head, then he cannot become free from his anarthas. Naishamatis tavat arukramangrim sprishat inarta pagavo inarta. By taking the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee who's niskinchinanam, who has no material desires or aspirations or conceptions, then one can become free from his anarthas, his unwanted conceptions and desires. In other words, only the devotees can give people real benefit. Someone may be able to benefit someone temporarily. The Prabhupada used to compare this to the blowing on a boil. If you have a boil and you blow on it, it may temporarily relieve the pain of the boil, but it cannot really cure the boil. The real boil that we have is endlessly, repeatedly going through the cycle of birth and death. And only the devotees can help one in that way. We may think, I'm securing my future by putting some money in the bank, but after all, our real future is way beyond this present material body. Since we're eternal, we have an eternal future. To make some provision for our eternal life, that's real security. And to spend time needlessly trying to secure this temporary life, which is insecure, is a waste of time. Real education should be stressed to train people up in Krishna consciousness. Everything else is more or less a waste of time. That even without going to university and getting one's PhD, the animals, they know how to eat and sleep. It is not that the animal in the forest, he's unemployed because he didn't go to school, and therefore he can't eat. And all the other animals are criticizing him. You're less intelligent. You never went to school. What do you know about the real world? No, he's very nicely engaged in eating and sleeping. The idea that to go to school for 20 years so you can get a good job to eat and sleep nicely is absurd. It's just a waste of time. That anyone can throw some seeds on the ground and you get something to eat. You don't have to go to school for 30 years to learn how to do it. And as everyone knows, as far as sleeping, the most educated people are full of anxiety. They can never sleep. They're speculating all the time. They can't even eat or sleep properly. Real education means to educate people in Krishna consciousness. Advaita Acharya, due to his mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a process by which people can begin to understand the reality of their situation and make some arrangement for their real future, their real interest in life. Rather than being preoccupied unnecessarily with their temporary existence in this material world, one should become occupied also and preoccupied with one's future, eternal future. I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes.
Yesterday I was reading in second Bhagavatam about King Parikshit, and Shukadeva Goswami came to preach to Maharaj Parikshit, and he was ready to accept the teachings. He didn't come before. He didn't come when Parikshit was ruling the world, but when he felt such need. So what should be the mood of our movement in preaching field? Because we can see that people actually are not in need for spiritual knowledge.
Yeah. They're not in need for spiritual knowledge?
They don't want it.
Some people do. So you don't, you never met anyone who wanted spiritual knowledge? I mean, you're one of the people. Aren't you one of the people? So do you want spiritual knowledge? So you can't say all the people don't.
But the way how we are trying to spread our movement is very somehow aggressive.
Going well, how did you become a devotee?
I wrote the book.
Well, if the person wasn't aggressive, how would you have bought the book? Is that right? So you wouldn't be here unless someone was aggressive. So maybe someone else is searching for a book. You mean you went out in the street looking for a book on ancient Indian philosophy? Is that right? Is that right? Well, see, so there are people who are searching for books on ancient Indian philosophy. So we can say, Prabhupada said he came here aggressively to the Western world. If he went there, you know, if he sat in his Bhajan Kutir, Narada Damodar temple, waiting for people to come to him, would you have went over to India looking for him? Anything else? Yes.
Was there a purpose in having Advaita Acharya leave my apartment?
What was the purpose? No, I don't think so. At least it shows us that, you know, you have to be detached from your family. But they were pure Brahmins, but they were Mayavadis. I don't think there's any purpose. Yes.
In the next of devotion, it is said that a devotee doesn't even have the desire to go back to the spiritual world. He just wants to serve Krishna under all circumstances. Is that because if you serve Krishna in pure devotion, you are already in the spiritual world?
Yes. There's no difference between the kingdom of God and devotional service. Yes. Did someone over there raise their hand?
But still, this is referring to this question: is there any difference between spiritual reality and material reality? Like we are using these five elements close.
They're all Krishna's energies. So they're seen when they're seen in relation to Krishna. One is in the spiritual world. There's nothing but Krishna and Krishna's energies. Everything moves under Krishna's direction. So when you're not separated from Krishna, then you're in the spiritual world. Anything else? Yes.
It appears there are no good politicians there.
Well, you know of a good politician?
No.
I don't either. Unless they're devotees, how can they be good? In India, there might be one or two who are devotees. But unless the politics is to put Krishna in the center, then what's their value? Anything else? Yes.
Is there a difference if the politicians are in goodness or passion?
Well, if they're in goodness, then they'll understand Krishna should be in the center. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Advaita Acharya ki jai. Gaur Premanande.